This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025 via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience and development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states, resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to French President Emmanuel Macron and the government of France for their support in organizing the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi welcomed the growing momentum in bilateral ties and expressed satisfaction at the deepening of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Foreign Secretary David Lammy conveyed UK's strong interest in further enhancing cooperation across key sectors, including trade and investment, defence and security, technology, innovation and clean energy. He expressed confidence that the free trade agreement will unlock new economic opportunities for both the countries. He also strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and expressed support for India's fight against cross-border terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that any attack on India will be met with a strong response and no distinction will be made between terrorists and their perpetrators. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article penned by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh for a News Daily reaffirming India's zero tolerance for cross-border terrorism. In his article, the Defence Minister laid out India's position of zero tolerance of Pakistan-sponsored terrorism and assured retaliation against it. Mr. Singh highlighted that talks on terrorism cannot go hand in hand. Any future dialogue with Pakistan will focus solely on terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Mr. Singh mentioned that if Pakistan is serious, it must hand over UN-designated terrorists like Hafiz Saeed and Masood Azhar. Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday left for France, leading a high-level Indian delegation at the International Meet on Oceans. The United Nations Ocean Conference is being held from today to 13th of this month at the coastal city of Nice. The high-level international gathering will bring together leaders, scientists, policymakers, and civil society actors from across the globe to discuss sustainable ocean governance and concrete actions for the health of the world's oceans. Over the next 4 days, he will participate in bilateral meetings with ministers from key partner countries, deliver India's national statement at the UNOC plenary and engage in crucial policy dialogues on ocean action. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad met with the senior representatives from German government, parliament and think tanks in Berlin to convey the India's principled position of zero tolerance against terrorism and its strategy to tackle cross-border terrorism. Addressing Indian diaspora, Mr. Prasad said that Pakistan is a habitual offender. The delegation also briefed the German counterparts and interlocutors about Operation Sindoor, which was India's firm, precise, targeted and non-escalatory response to the terror attack. In women's singles, the French Open Tennis 2025 American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arina Sabalenka 6-7, 5-6, 2-6-4 in a thrilling final yesterday, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. In men's singles, world number one and three-time Grand Slam winner Yannick Sinner of Italy will renew his rivalry with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain when the two meet in the men's singles final of the French Open in 2025 today. The match is scheduled to start at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.